The Brewers' magic number to clinch a playoff spot down to 5. The number to clinch the National League Central stands at 9 after their come-from-behind 4-3 win over the Cubs in their series opener on Monday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jackson Churio's two-run single, part of a three-run eighth that gave the Brewers a 4-2 lead. Churio and Luis Lara making game-saving plays to send the Brewers to the win and the season series victory over the Cubs.
They've been awesome all year, especially Lara. You know, he makes that play at the wall look really, really easy, and it's not an easy play, especially in right field because of kind of how it slants in and goes back and just like a funky area over there, and he makes it look easy. That's a huge play, obviously. If he doesn't make it, then potentially a tie ball game and he may still be out there. So big defensive plays and really just a great team win today.
That's DH Christian Yelich, who drove in a run with a sack fly in the eighth. Outfielder Garrett Mitchell said Brewers confident they can win every time out.
When you're in a situation like that, when you look at just this game in totality, like it's teams are going to throw punches and you got to throw punches back, right? So like zeros to start the game. They score a run, we score a run, another couple zeros, they score another run, put together some quality at-bats and pass it from one person to the next. But I don't think at any time in that game we felt like we were out. It was just like, how do we respond to this?
Brewers minor leaguer Thomas Pannone, who pitched in one game for the crew this season, tossed a 9-inning perfect game for AAA Nashville yesterday. 32-year-old left-hander blanked the Durham Bulls 3-0. Packers returned to work yesterday, starting their preparations for Sunday's season opener at Minnesota against the Vikings. They announced their team captains for the upcoming season. Jordan Love, Zaire Franklin, Tucker Kraft, Isaiah McDuffie, and Xavier McKinney. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft on the opener, fast approaching.
I've been looking forward to week one of this season for a long time now. Now that it's finally here, I'm just excited to, you know, take an opportunity to really breathe it all in and then fire away.
Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.